Patrick, you played against Chris Hogan for a couple of years, and now you've seen him every day in practice. Is there anything that has surprised you since he's landed here about him or his skill set?
Nah, man. He's a hardworking guy, you know, fast, strong, physical, you know, works hard. So, and I've seen that since he was at Buffalo. So it's good. It's a pleasure to have him on our team.
Patrick, is this as high octane of an offense as you've seen when you see the weapons they have in Roethlisberger at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team. They have a lot of good players, a lot of explosive players that can, you know, do some special things, you know. So we have to, you know, do our best to contain them, and, you know, we'll be fine. We're working hard, too, just like they are.
Could you speak of Antonio Brown and the pressure he puts on a defense in particular?
We're going to stop him. We're going to have to stop him. So it really doesn't matter how much pressure he puts on anybody. You know, we got to do our best to stop him and contain him. He's going to have his plays, but, you know, we got to do our job.
Steelers haven't used Le'Veon Bell much as a receiver in the playoffs, but what did you see from him during the regular season as a receiver?
He's good. He's almost as dangerous as he is when he has the ball in his hand running when they give him the ball. So, you know, he's definitely a dual threat. You know, he can make plays. He's one of their most explosive players. And, you know, he's strong. He can break tackles. And he has good routes, good hands, and good vision. He's patient. And he's a good player. So we got to bring our best for him.
Obviously, communication is key in the secondary. How valuable is it that you've been playing next to
Devin? Yeah, I love it. I love playing next to Devin. And sometimes I can just look at him, he just looks at me, and, like, you know, we know what we're talking about. Like, it's like a brain-to-brain conversation. So it's a pleasure playing next to him, man. That's my boy.
Patrick, playing in this AFC Championship game year after year, how big of a difference is it? Home versus away, you lost the two at Denver, but you won 2 years ago here. How important is it to be in Foxborough?
We'll take it, man. Our fans are here, but, you know, when it comes down to it, it's about winning the game, whether you're away or home. You know, it's not the fans playing. It's Pittsburgh versus us, and the better teams are going to win. So we'll find out who that is.
Patrick, can you talk about the maybe unique or different pressure of this game because it's the game to get to the Super Bowl? You and your teammates have had a lot of experience playing in this game.
Yeah, man, I feel you just got to prepare the same way like we've been preparing the last, 20 games. You know, don't do anything too crazy and just prepare the same way. I know it's a very big game, and you can't let, you know, all the nonsense around you and all the, the nonsense around you. Just keep like that, distract you. You have to go out there and just, you know, do your thing and play some ball and play it like it's your last game. You know, it might not be the last game, it might be the last game, but you got to play it like it is.
That's a couple of big tight ends. I mean, James had ample catches last week. Green, when he's been on the field for them, has been very effective. They're playing in San Diego. And then Grimble's a guy that they don't have a guard too often. He's made some big catches.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of good tight ends. I mean, they might not get the ball as much, but, you know, your game plans change. You never know what it is, so we have to be ready for everybody. And they're a good guy. They're good. They're all different, you know, but they all have strengths, you know. And you got Big Ben throwing the ball, so, you know, that adds another factor, you know. So
Bill has talked about your versatility a lot recently and how you might move around from, you know, covering one guy to the next guy. But how do you balance trying to look at all of those different players throughout the league?
You just got to do it. You know, you got to watch the film, and, you know, once the game plan comes in, then you can break down, you know, certain plays you might be on, and you just got to take it as a compliment, I guess. You know, you got to go out there and just do the best you can. If Bill puts me or anyone else in a situation or a role, you know, he trusts you to do that, and you got to go out there and perform. You know, he does not putting you out there in that situation to mess it up, you know, and they're going to make plays. They're great players to get paid too, but, you know, the more you can do, the more, you know, more plays you can make, and it's fun.
You ever played against a running back as patient as Bell, and how do you defend a guy like that?
You just stop him. It's a team defense. I mean, he's going to have his place. You know, he's a great running back, but we're not worried about him, man. We got to go out here and just play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Patrick, talk about all the different things you do, and not only on defense, but on special teams. How much pride do you take in the back? You're out there.
I take a lot of pride. Like I said, you know, it's a compliment, you know, but I mean, it's a compliment can only take you so far. You got to go out there and perform, you know, whether it's, you know, returning the ball, whether it's blocking, you know, somebody 260 running full speed at you, or, you know, anything. You know, if Bill puts you in a situation, you better make sure you're ready. You know, I just make sure that I'm ready, and I prepare and just get ready to, you know, go play some ball. Cool. Perfect. All right, guys.